New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. All right. Hello. Hello. Welcome in. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com and 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. Shop online, shop in person with a great selection of ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, 4x4s, 2x2s, 1x1s, motorcycles, e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts, snowmobiles. Everything you need for fun at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. So the Lions, I'm pretty much just going to park on, to open up this show, the part of the Lion game where I'm not the onside kick, that first onside kick. Yeah, I went, okay, we just scored a touchdown. We have all this momentum, the Lions, and a lot of time left to go in this game. Oh, let's do an onside kick. Yeah, I fucking love Dan Campbell, but I mean, I don't know shit about coaching NFL football. Chris, his point is they had to somehow steal a possession. They had a homeless guy playing on defense. Yeah, I don't know, man. I still think that that's too early to do that. Yes, you're right. They do have to steal a possession somehow. But can we not give the defense an opportunity to steal a possession somehow? Again, before we commit to that type of, that type of strategy. And then the point that nobody knew, who in here knew that you had to say, hey, we're about to do an onside kick. Like you have to announce it, which I guess the way you line up is kind of like very telling. Like they can still figure that out, but I don't know, man. That was not great. Ben says should have trusted the defense to come through. I mean, on one hand, I get the point I just made about it's too early, but on the other hand, that's true. The defense had is decimated. Even leading into the game, you know, we were playing with some backup players. And then during the game, there were three more massive injuries. Carlton Davis III, Aleem McNeil, and the other guy's leg fell off. Khalil Dorsey. Another gruesome Detroit Lion leg break. My God. And they're saying, like, Aleem McNeil, who's like a big, big guy on the defensive line, a run stuffer, as he's known as, is likely to miss possibly the rest of the year. Same thing with the other guy that I mentioned. What the fuck did I just say his name was? Carlton Davis III. And then Dorsey, they're all done. So, I mean, it's to a point now where there are like no other players in the NFL that can play. Like, we've raided all the practice squads of the whole league. We've got guys that are bagging groceries that are taking over NFL jobs. Okay, I'm just going to, this is my hot take. They're cooked. This team is not making the Super Bowl. In fact, they're going to limp to the finish line and probably out in the first round after this week's latest round of injuries. And I'm not saying that from emotion. I'm saying that because their defense is that a piecemeal operation here. So as much as everybody doesn't want to hear it, prior to all the injuries, I'm 100% convinced that they're winning the Super Bowl. And even up to this most recent week. But now their best defensive back is out. And the backup defensive back is now out with a broken leg. I mean, my God, Khalil Dorsey was backing up the other guy whose name I cannot remember for some fucking reason. I've looked it up. I've seen it. What the fuck? Why can't I remember that? Anyway. So that's my hot take. That after the Carlton Davis, Aleem McNeil, and Khalil Dorsey injuries in the most recent game, I don't think that they can survive now with that many problems on defense. There's just not enough good players. You can only get so much. It's like at this point, it just doesn't seem feasible. Chris says that's a hot wings take right there. Why don't you chuckle after every other word? No, that's an excellent take. That's a wonderful take. Aram says bunch of doubters. I guess I am the only Lions fan left. Yeah, you know, I hope I'm wrong, but after that type of loss, isn't even the loss that bothers me. It's the injuries. I don't care that they lost the game. Big deal. Buffalo's great. Matt says they still almost beat the Bills with your roofing crew on defense. Rich says, amazing how quickly people have jumped off the bandwagon after losing to one of the best teams in the league. Yeah, can I still be on the bandwagon but think that they aren't going to win? Is that even a possibility? Mason Blue 27 says they did not almost beat the Bills. That's true. The score indicates that it was closer than it was. I don't think it was that close. You know? Chris adds that this group will get better the more they play together. The offense is good enough. Heck, we almost won yesterday with almost no stops. LOL. Yeah, we were kind of getting our ass kicked for much of the game. Chris says, I saw Sue sniffing around. Would be worth a shot to give him a go with Aleem McNeil out for the year. Cole says, it's dumb about the onside kicks. Doesn't Stu get to put you through a table now? No, worse. He wanted to have a bet with Ben Glaze. Stu did. And Ben agreed to the bet. Since Ben lost the bet, Ben is going to chug a bottle of blue cheese dressing. That is going to be on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And Stu will be in the audience for that. So I'm excited about that. Kenny says, I'd find the absolute smallest bottle I could find. Yeah, Ben is not a half-ass type. I think he'll go big. He'll probably get the fucking Sam's Club size. Ben talks about puking. I don't, yeah, perhaps we should do it near the end of the show. Ben, what do you want to do? Do you want to do it near the end of the show or at the beginning of the show? I mean, it's kind of your call. If you do it near the end of the show, there's a better chance that you might be up all night puking. I think we do it at the end of the show as well. Like, we'll wrap up the show with Ben chugging the blue cheese dressing, which is a staple with buffalo chicken wings. Matt says, we've seen Ben shit himself. Now we can watch him puke. Megan says, what will you eat with the blue cheese? No, no, no. It's not that type of consumption. It's open bottle, chug, like a bottle of Dasani water. That's what this is. As quickly as possible. That's what we're dealing with. Megan says he's got to have some kind of chaser. Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, I don't think Ben's going to get too caught up in the details. He's just probably going to get it over with. Maybe he will have a chaser. The show will be over after that. And there we go. How about this guy, Josh Allen? So I don't know if all of you know the history of this guy, but he grew up in some town just out of where, like, Fresno State University is in California. And he worked on a family farm. Like, for generations, his family's been farming. And all he did in high school, while most other kids who had any degree of talent were playing just one sport, like just football. They would go to these academies and these camps and all this shit, working on just football. He didn't do any of that. He played every sport he could. And because of that, he wasn't on anyone's radar coming out of high school. Zero teams offered him a scholarship. Now, this is an NFL Hall of Famer, Josh Allen. First ballot Hall of Famer when he hangs it up. He's only 28 right now. The fucking guy makes me sick. There are only a handful of quarterbacks that make you so unbelievably frustrated. Aaron Rodgers used to be this way. Josh Allen, Lamar, Hurts. But this son of a bitch might be the most frustrating to play against. But I love his story. Nobody offers him a scholarship. He walks on to the local community college or some shit, some junior college. He plays 2 years and does very well. During that time, he grows. Like, he's actually still growing. He is described as a late bloomer physically and talent-wise. Like, he got really good. So he has two solid years playing junior college. And still, nothing. Not shit. He reaches out to Fresno State, which is his local college university, and they are not interested. And he even says in a letter to him, look, I'm bigger than you guy than the guy you got. I'm stronger than the guy you got. Give me a shot. I just want a scholarship. Two schools are offering him scholarships. Eastern Michigan University and Wyoming, which is a pile of shit school that nobody gives a fuck about. I mean, Eastern Michigan, nobody gives a fuck about. But Wyoming, nobody really gives a fuck about Wyoming. And then when Eastern finds out that he took a trip to visit Wyoming, they pulled their scholarship offer. They said, if you're going to go look for someone else, fuck you. That's how under the radar Josh Allen was. He has a good year, his first year at Wyoming, and an all right year, his second year at Wyoming. But every NFL scout knew just by looking at him. I mean, the NFL scouts got it right. Don't forget, these are the people that said that Ryan Leaf was a sure thing and he didn't do shit. But this time they said Josh Allen is a, he should be the number one draft pick in the NFL that year. I think it was 2018. And he wasn't actually. He went down to the Bills at the seventh spot. It might have had something to do with the fact that they, the day of the draft, they found some old tweets of his. You know that deal where they find old tweets where you say something shitty and then they, you know, boom, that's it. Your life is over. He was like in high school and he did something nasty. And then that may have affected his draft stock. But anyway, Bills draft him. Next thing, the rest is history. How great is this? The fucker didn't even get one college offer, and here he is, and he is a fucking stud. He has always been a stud. You know? Hang on, I gotta drink this coffee. I've always seen that guy play, and I've been like, wow, fuck, man. I bet you all teams hate to play against Josh Allen. Big, fast enough, strong, elusive. Holy shit. What an absolute beast. So the Lions force him out of the pocket, and then you're like, oh, no. You think you got him? No. Oh, my God. This poor dude, Khalil Dorsey, who is the guy that after Carlton Davis went down, Carlton Davis went down with a hurt jaw. So I don't know how that happened. Somebody like came underneath and socked him or something and he's got a busted jaw. Now, I don't know. But he can't play. They bring in Khalil Dorsey. There's a good backup. Now, this muppety, flippity, floppity leg break here, it happens very fast. Similar to when, what's the guy's name? Aiden Hutchinson. Remember when Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg? His leg hit one of his own players, and then it broke, you know? I guess the same thing happened here on this deal, but they're moving so fast that you don't really see it. Now, this is Dorsey here on the left side of the screen. And this right leg that's going into the ground here, it's going to hit his teammate's leg. And it's like the equivalent of when, after you get done wrapping your Christmas presents and you run out of wrapping paper and there's that tube, take that tube and bang it on the kitchen table. That's what happens to Dorsey's leg. So we're zooming in. You're not now. I wish this was clear so we could actually see the bone popping out of the skin. But hear it? It's not yet broke, right? Right? Now it's broke. Now, that's just a blur there. You can't really see it. But I guess at that point, it's in 8 million pieces. Okay, now there you go. That actually can give you an idea of the flippity muppity is. It's essentially falling off at this point, right? We can all agree with that on that frame by frame awesomeness. Now it's kind of blurry. You're getting that much more highlight. And then it goes down. It's laying on the turf. And that's the end of that. Da 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 da. Wow. Oh, my God. So that was gruesome. Losing Aleem McNeil, Carlton Davis, and Carlton Davis's backup means that NFL practice squads are going to get calls from Dan Campbell saying, hey, what's your name? And then you tell him your name, and he says, all right, we're offering you a contract. Yeah, but coach, you haven't heard what I do. It doesn't matter. You're going to be playing. We're going to need you as a defensive end, a cornerback, and a kicker. I like how on that onside kick, because they tried the one with 12 minutes to go in the game, and that was gruesome because we had just scored, and then we tried it, and then their guy got the ball and almost ran it in for a touchdown. 5 seconds later, they've scored. I mean, my God. You know? So stupid. Chris describes the Detroit Lions trying to get defensive players like that scene from Moneyball when Brad Pitt is there talking to Star-Lord. And Star-Lord said, "I've never played first base. Doesn't matter." All right. So, I mean, this might be the finest hour for the Lions. It might be. But I am not looking at the schedule with the same level of excitement that I was before because of this. I don't care how great their offense is. Their defense is in tatters. Let's see. Pardon me. At Chicago, at San Francisco, host Minnesota. Oh boy. The Vikings play tonight. And if they win, that means they have the same record as the Lions. God, I hope that they... Oh, man. It's a perfect example of how difficult it is to win playing pro football. I mean, you never know when the lights are going to go out. Kansas City Chiefs fans are freaking out because Patrick Mahomes got injured. Now, I don't know how bad the injury is. You know, I don't know if it's like, when the Lions players get hurt, it's like their legs fall off or their arms break. Many of you are not at all deterred in your enthusiasm for the Lions. So I sure hope that you are right. I really do. But I got a really bad feeling about this. Chris says that I've been talking to Joe Martinez too much this weekend. Yeah, there's a big difference in the things Joe Martinez says and the things that I say. Okay? Joe Martinez just says they're going to lose because they're the Lions. I'm looking at this incredible MASH unit of injuries that have taken place. Matt calls me Eric Martinez, spewing negativity about the Lions. Yeah, I don't know if you can necessarily refer to it as that. I'm simply just saying that I'm hopeful that they can win despite all these injuries. I don't know if that's the same as Joe Martinez saying they suck. I mean, nobody wants them to win. I've been watching this for longer than any of you. Except for maybe Maureen. I don't think she's been following the Lions her whole life. This is 44 years. All right. Let's update the great food giveaway. No, I take it back. Let's update the Fat-a-thon. Coming into this week, Kenny was recovering from illness, and despite the illness last week, he still managed to drop almost a half a pound. Now, again, that ain't anything down is good. Anything even is good. All right? You're not gaining, you're losing. As of last week, his total for weight loss has been 43.8 pounds. He has dropped another pound. His total weight loss is 44.8. He's feeling better and has gotten back to his regiment, if you will. And he is down to 315.2. So still ridiculous.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But it's going to take a little while. Be patient. However, that is another, you are now 2 wins and 11 losses because this week, Jeremy lost more weight than you did. That is how we're doing this. If you lose more weight, you get a victory. However, it's all victorious in my opinion. The records really don't matter. What you want to do is actually be losing weight. So to fall down 1 full pound in a week, is good, you know? So there you go. Jeremy, in the last week, loses 3.3 pounds. The previous week, he was down 4. The previous week, down 2.7. The previous week, down 7.6. Now, last week we told you he needed to average 3.73 pounds lost in order to hit his goal of 275 pounds by the new year. He is now down 51.8 pounds. He is at 283.3. So he's gone from 335 to 283.3. In 13 weeks. I'm going to give you this. Your final weigh-in is going to be on January 6th. Because December 30 is too early. So you get a little bit of time. Now, since you lost 3.3 and you needed to average 3.73, that increases your average for the next 3 weigh-ins to be 3.96. So this is getting harder. So you still have time, and it's still possible to hit that goal. But you're really going to have to buckle down, my friend, to hit that goal of 275 by the new year. Which would mean that by the new year, you would have lost 60 pounds since we started this. I think that was September, right? I don't know. Anyway, 13 weeks in the books. If I had to count backwards, I'm sure I could figure that out, but I don't want to do that. Still, great work by both of you. Job well done. I think perhaps you guys can go ahead and reach out to the Detroit Lions. They might need some bodies. Jeremy says that if Feech hadn't croaked, it would have been a much easier goal. If you remember, Jeremy's dad, Feech, passed away, and that, you know, things were a little bit rough for that week. Great job adjusting, though. Still sorry for your loss. Hang on a second.
Darla, honey, don't do that. Please?
She's looking at me funny like she wants to bite my face off. Injuries. IMKO says Hutch, Anzalone, Davenport, Carlton Davis III, Dorsey, Wingo, Rodrigo, Melifonwu, Jalen Reeves-Maben, Kaminsky. Am I missing anyone? I don't know. Probably. Denny Porter is here, the guy who invented the Great Food Giveaway. He was the inspiration behind it. He says, hard to win with a completely new defense. Exactly. That's why I think that they aren't going to win, that this is it. I hope I'm wrong. Tyler says, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if defensive coach Aaron Glenn gets injured. We have a workplace staff meeting coming up at 11 a.m. today. Somebody suggested earlier that I reach out to Greg Henson. Mooney2256 says, call Greg Henson, a.k.a. 3G, and ask him what he thinks of the Lions. Yeah, I don't want to do that, because that just pisses me off. That's a different type of Lions hate. That's the old I used to love the team, but now I hate them, and they'll always break your heart. And this whole same old Lions bullshit, you know, which has never really I've kind of given up on that whole same old Lions thing. I've totally given up on that same old Lions thing. I mean, come on now. Tophus is here. He says, those people never love the Lions. Rebecca says, we don't need that type of negativity. Chris says, did you make sure to read the boss's fun facts today? Or are you going to get in trouble at the meeting, LOL? No, I am in good standing right now. I don't think I've done anything wrong to be on the hot seat with my friends at Q100. Tophus says, I'm rooting for the Lions. It's about time they get a Super Bowl win. Yeah, for sure. But you know who else deserves it are the Buffalo Bills. I mean, seriously. They lost fucking 4 Super Bowls in a row. If it's not the Lions, it's got to be the Bills. If the Lions don't make it, I am all in on the Buffalo Bills. Chris says it's easy to hate. Only one team wins a whole thing, so chances are you'll be right if you hate. I get why people do it, but it makes life depressing. All right, let's get after the Great Food Giveaway. Actually, before I do that, I really need to get my act together here. Venmo at Eric-Zeitunian. PayPal. You know what? I'm not even going to put the PayPal in there. As the weekend came and went, we actually still have $220 left to raise. We've raised $3,414. We need $3,634 to pay for all of the food on the Great Food Giveaway. It seems like we have the most success from actually during the live podcast. So, with $220 remaining. Oh, God. Hang on a second. Now, let me just type it in. Sorry. Venmo at Eric-Zeitunian. There you go. It is there for you. If you haven't thrown a few bucks in, please do so. To raise the $220. I'm buying the food on Wednesday as we are raising the money for the Great Food Giveaway. Coming up on Friday, Mike Ball will be picking up the food, and then we will be boxing it up Friday beforehand. It starts at 3. People will be lining up outside of Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. On Friday, the 20th, we'll have our friends from the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance there with a ton of pet food, dogs, cats, rabbits, you name it. They will be there. People can pick up a ton of food there, no problem, for the pet, as well as food for the Christmas meal, which includes a Christmas ham, rolls, corn, potatoes, gravy, pumpkin pie, no questions asked. Then they head over to the Team Pink Zone. If they or anyone in their family needs any feminine hygiene products, those will be available too. That one came up because of Megan's idea, and I'm so glad she did that. It's just so important. And so that is fantastic. Any money that we come up with left over will be given away to our friends. I should say will be used to purchase some feminine hygiene products. Venmo at Eric, E-R-I-C, dash Z-E-I-T-U-N-I-A-N, at Eric dash Zaitunian. All told, let's see, how many donations have there been? I can actually tell you how many donations. Some folks have donated more than once. Very much appreciated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 7, 8, 9, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 7, 39, 40. 47 donations have been made. Hopefully, by the end of this broadcast day, we will have the $220 extra raised for the great food giveaway. I will be notified as they roll in as we do the show live. If not, we'll figure it out. We always do. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for considering it and being part of the great food giveaway. I just heard something. I don't know what it was. All right. Thanks to Aram for reaching out, keeping me focused on the task at hand with the world-famous P90X. Oh, fuck, this is tough. I had forgotten how much of a challenge it is. And yesterday was Yoga X Yoga. Yoga is awesome. Okay, now this is a 90-minute thing. And it starts with, it's all very calm and home. And then all of these, I think they call them, I forget the terminology, but the ones where you're like in a crouch and your arms up here and your other arms down there and you're contorting your body. And I actually did pretty well. I felt pretty good about the ability to get all of the, I think they're called moving assonances. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Tony Horton takes me through it. And then after that, you do all the balance moves, like on one leg and stuff like that. Also very difficult. Then you have to do a yoga workout, like in addition to all that. Part of it is like for your abdomen, yoga belly 7. And then you do the stretching. All told, it's 90 minutes. You're down there. And then you finish like in the corpse pose, not moving, doing nothing. And it's incredibly relaxing. Linda with the idea, please video your next yoga. I'm not opposed to that. I am not opposed to doing yoga on video. Like for everybody on Twitch. Maybe we could do that like Patreon only. I don't know. Maybe just on the, who knows? That's not a bad idea. But I don't want you to do it with me because, like, you won't be able to see Tony. He's the one who's going to teach you how to do it. I can't really teach you how to do it, but it's not like you're going to be doing it to work out. You're doing it to laugh at my fat ass getting in all these ridiculous poses. E-Z-I-R-L, in real life. Okay, we'll do E-Z-I-R-L yoga, and I'm undecided whether or not that'll be a Patreon thing. Maybe we do it the first one in the Twitch space and then throw it over to Patreon. Or I don't know. It's all confusing to me. Linda says I meant a portion of it. No, the whole thing. Jeremy says it should 100% be a Patreon exclusive. Molly says, what about meditation? Yeah, I don't know if in that 90 minutes there's any meditation. I mean, they don't say it's time to meditate. Linda says, do you wear yoga pants? No, I basically wear what I'm wearing right now. I take off the hoodie. Nude dude yoga hour. Yeah, I don't know about that one. All right. For the folks who are watching on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. I appreciate you so much for being here. Keep in mind that if you want the full show, you have to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app, search Eric Zane Live, all one word, and then you're good to go. And then you can get the entire show on Twitch without me cutting it off. Now, on Mondays, I break the live stream up into two parts because smack dab in the middle of that, I have something that I have to take care of every Monday, and that is, of course, my workplace staff meeting as part of the radio station Q100, but you get the idea. Also, if you ever want to say hello, drop me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. I would love to hear from you. I love corresponding with folks who enjoy the show. Patreon is available for you as well. Patreon is a pay platform separate from this one where I put up even more content daily. Included in that is the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where this week Ben will be chugging a bottle of blue cheese dressing because he lost the Lions-Bills bet. Stu McAllister will be in attendance for that. Also included in that, the Lost Zane Recordings, which is my radio shows from WBBL, the daily Patreon bonus podcast, and of course, who are these free beers? We're doing a Big Fraud Thursday this week. Who are these free beers at 6 p.m. Eastern Time live, followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast at 7 p.m. All of that at patreon.com/Eric Zane. And if that doesn't convince you, you can even try it for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it out for free for 7 days. And it's a guaranteed trial. It isn't like you can get charged after the 7 days. You do have to do this one thing, though. Sign up for the 7 days free. You do have to put your credit card in, but then cancel it right after. That ensures you won't be charged at the end of the 7 days, and you still get the 7 days. Now, if you're like, well, this is great, I really enjoy it, go back into your profile and just enable your card so that we can then charge you $5 a month for audio or $10 a month for audio, video, and live streams. And very important, if you want to sign up for a full year, I will take 10% off. That's right. What was $60 a year for all the audio will be $54 for the year. And for the video, which is $120 for a year, will now be $108. That's at patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. So I'm going to kick you folks out. Thank you so much for checking this out on Facebook and YouTube. You are awesome, and I'll talk to you later on. Okay, they're gone. What was I going to mention? There was something else that I wanted to mention. Fatathon, Ben Glaze, Lions, great food giveaway. Who are these free beers? Thursday. Ben and Eric Patreon podcast Thursday. Lost Zane recordings just dropped. I know I'm forgetting something. Damn it. It'll come to me. Anyway, thank you to my friends over at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. The kids will be off for the holidays very soon. Book an event at tcpaintballgr.com. Thank you so much to them. Branjo says, easy, can you personally send me a text when you resume the show? Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I get it. I get it. There's not exactly. I mean, I wish I could just go ahead and just ramble on. But you understand, I got to keep the lights on. Without me talking about all this other stuff, the nuts and bolts stuff, I don't have a podcast. So you should encourage me to go hard on all of this stuff. TCPaintballGR.com. Chris says, I miss Rick's chats. I do too. I tried to call him last week. So I'm going to try to get him on right now. Everybody's dying to hear from him.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Branjo says, nah, I'm just mean after the staff meeting. Oh, good. I'm glad you aren't annoyed with me. Branjo says, I love the great advertisers of this fine program. Thank you, buddy. No, I want to talk to people. I want people to talk me off of the ledge when it comes to the Lions. I don't feel good about this. You know? Thank you also to Green Medicine Shop. They are in Greenville, Michigan. If you are the type of soul who enjoys recreational cannabis or medicinal cannabis for whatever ails you, maybe some gummies, maybe your vapes, whatever it may be, consider buying it from Green Medicine Shop, Michigan's newest 21-plus recreational facility. When they started on my show, they were just a medicinal facility in Greenville, Michigan. But they changed the ordinance so that they can now sell it 21 and up. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. If you're curious about cannabis and you've never really, partaken that much, maybe you did a little bit or maybe you haven't at all and you want to try it, you know, there's that stigma is kind of gone these days. I think people look at you more glaringly if you smoke cigarettes, then you like smoke pot, frankly. Anyway, if you have questions about cannabis, at the Green Medicine Shop, they have a pharmacist who's there. Shawnee is ready to answer your questions at thegreenmedicineshop.com in Greenville, Michigan. So if you're in Greenville or the surrounding areas, or maybe you're a long ways away, please support my sponsors and visit the Green Medicine Shop. They are outstanding. They are open every day till 9 p.m. They have to stop selling pot, though, at 8:45. That's the rules. Frank Fuss is the expert on healthcare.gov and Medicare and Social Security planning and life insurance. Frank can help you. Reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com, and he can help you every step of the way with everything you need to get health insurance or life insurance. Buyinsurancehere.com. Back with more of this show right here on Twitch. And it bumps me out because I've been able to lately have a little bit more than what I'm used to. Normally I keep around 35 people during the live stream, but we've been touching 50 quite a bit lately, and that actually makes me very, very happy. So thank you. But just know that if you are on the Twitch app, I will be restarting the podcast sometime around 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, maybe a little bit later. So be on the lookout for that. Until then, I'll talk to you later, folks. Thank you for being here for the first part of this Monday show. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.